Chapter 6. Young children love stories about animals. One reason, I think, is that they can cut loose from all the limitations and rules of their own civilized lives and from the control of their parents. They can dream of running free in the forest, flying with the birds, or living with creatures who don't scold or make you wash your hands before supper. This desire for escape from control and disapproval shows up in the imaginary companions that a few children, especially those without brothers and sisters, invent and talk about constantly for months. One of the needs in such a situation is obviously companionship. But it is clear, in addition, that in most cases, the imaginary friend is doing all the naughty but delightful things the real child is too well disciplined to try. If this seems to be the case, it's a signal to parents to ease up a bit in the expression of disapproval and to joke with the child in a spirit of understanding about how she too would like to do the things her imaginary friend does. Then there are the imaginary adventures children enjoy on their own without an unreal companion. What do you do when a 4-year-old child with a rich imagination comes home and tells elaborate stories of adventures that can't be true but are told as if they really were? On the one hand, you don't want to stop the child from developing imagination. On the other hand, you don't want her regularly to lose track of the difference between fact and fiction, or to think that her parents can't tell the difference. A sensible way to deal with this difficult situation is to say with friendly admiration, "You are a wonderful storyteller. Someday you can write storybooks for children."